For UNFPA, this is important for multiple reasons. One is to improve the population data evidence base and the availability of migration data to inform the Global Compact negotiations and intergovernmental negotiations. And then secondly, also to ensure that the health of migrants and particularly the sexual and reproductive health of migrants and youth migrants are well represented in available data, and these kinds of information inform the ongoing policy discussions here at the UN.
Why did you decide to focus particularly on youth?
UNFPA is the lead agency for adolescent and youth empowerment and has a particular focus on adolescent health. Here at UNFPA, we've been piloting a important project to understand youth migration into and through major migrant hubs, particularly Beirut, Cairo, Nairobi, and Tunis. What we're doing is we're trying to understand what the drivers of youth migration is into these four city hubs, and what are the sexual, reproductive, and health access and service needs for youth migrants in these cities.
Your role is only related to research, or there are any policy implications in your activity?
There's huge policy implications in all of this work. A key entry point for UNFPA is to improve the data and evidence base for migrants and youth migrants in particular.
What are, in your opinion, the political priorities that should be addressed at the moment at the international level on migration and especially on youth?
Front and center, obviously, is the importance to facilitate safe and orderly migration and ensure that people's basic human rights are respected, regardless of their migratory status and regardless of whether or not they are documented migrants. And then in addition to that, ensuring that as people cross borders and move into different spaces, that their livelihoods are adequately supported and basic health services are accessible. One of the key challenges is for host cities and host member states to understand that migration and migrants in general offer opportunities to improve both the host community as well as the sending communities which migrants come from.
You've mentioned the use of mobile phones by migrants, in particular young people. Can you please tell us more about this aspect?
Well, actually, our work in terms of collecting new data and doing evidence-based research on youth migrants has focused on using mobile phones to collect data in urban migration hubs in real time and collect that in a fairly agile way and analyze that data in real time so that we can inform program design for health services and urban planning, but also inform ongoing discussions at an international, national, and even local policy level.
Are there any innovation projects on this topic?
Yeah, here at UNFPA, we are piloting an innovation project which uses mobile phones to collect real-time data. This is a project which is focused on youth migrants, and we're conducting it in four cities, Beirut, Nairobi, Tunis, and Cairo, and it's work in partnership with the Danish Refugee Council and their Mixed Migration Secretariat. This is interesting for a number of reasons, partly because it's very much focused on young people on the move, but secondly because it is using different approaches in addition to the use of smartphone technology to collect data quickly. We're complementing that kind of data with other more traditional forms of data in the form of in-depth interviews and focus group discussions with youth migrants themselves, but also youth from the national population, as well as other key constituencies which are influential in terms of the experience of young people in these migration hubs. So, for example, city officials, social workers, health service providers, these are all key people who we've been interviewing and collecting data to try to understand their perspective of some of the challenges and opportunities which these youth migration flows pose for the receiving communities, and to look at that against some of the data that we've been collecting from youth migrants themselves.